Time now to have a chat to Leonie Proctor. Well, in keeping with Peter Moods and the promise I made him, good morning, Leonie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you want to see Sandown stay or go?
I want to see Sandown stay. It's a lovely track. Definitely stay.
All right, that's one in the yes column for Peter Moody and all the Sandown fans. Talking about fans, Curran must be the most favourite horse that you guys have ever come across. How much did you spend on Curran again?
We spent $600 on Curran plus the throat operation, which is another $3,000. So, he's well and truly earned his money back. And, yes, he is one of our favourites.
So $258,000 later, and you've got the horse absolutely airborne. What was the secret? Was it just the wind operation that the horse needed?
I think so. I believe he always could gallop. There was no doubt about his galloping ability. He obviously needed a throat operation that got done. He was a little bit immature in the throat as well as needing the operation. So I guess the extra time has definitely helped as well.
Well, it's become a bit of a family affair, hasn't it? Because the horse has been absolutely flying, mother and daughter involved, and you've also got Maddie Cartwright involved as well. And Maddie has been absolutely airborne. You must be so proud of what Matt's been able to achieve in the recent months.
Yeah, definitely so. Look, he's been getting a lot of really good support from the big trainers, especially Kieran Ma. He's going well, losing his claim very quickly. He's going well. We're really proud of what he's been doing.
Is it true that it was Matt who came home one day and said, this is a horse I think you might want to look at, when he was riding work for Kieran Ma?
No, it wasn't actually Matt. He confirmed the horse could gallop, but Kieran actually came up to us down the beach and said, there might be one coming through. The owners don't want to do the throat operation, but he might be a good one for you guys to grab hold of. And amazingly, we didn't have to pay much for him. And, yeah, that's sort of how it came about.
So what do you think on Saturday? It is a step up in class. It's the listed Creswick Stakes. You've drawn Barry 11. You're happy being drawn a little bit out there?
It depends on what tides they're coming down the track. But, I'm confident. The horse is very versatile. He can race sort of back. He can be up there, just depending on the pace of the race. He pretty much cruises along and just has one run at them. And as long as he gets a clear run at them, I'm sure he'll be doing his best.
Well, quite remarkably, because he's been dominating through the early part of winter, he hasn't seen a track rated worse than good. It doesn't look too bad this weekend, but how do you think he would go on a more affected surface?
I really don't think it would worry him. We trialled him at Cranbourne after he ran the 2 seconds at Sandown, and he got through the track, like, no problems. And he's got big flat feet, so I don't think that's an issue at all.
Final word, Leonie. Are we expecting another win on Saturday?
It would be nice, but like I keep saying to everybody, that he doesn't have to prove to us any more than he has. We know he's a progressive horse. If he needs to go to the paddock, which he will go to the paddock after this run, he's done as much as he has to for us. But if he won, that'd be great.
Well, you've done a wonderful job with him. We wish you all the best with Curran and the Creswick on Saturday.
All right, thank you.